here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 22nd of December, 2012. It's the birthday of the poet Edwin Arlington Robinson, born in Alna, Maine, 1869. His brother married the woman Robinson hoped to marry, so he was terribly depressed, stayed home from the wedding ceremony, wrote a poem about it, headed off to Harvard, which he loved, but then the family's finances collapsed. His father died. He had to drop out and come home after a couple of years. His mother died of diphtheria a few days before the first copies arrived of Robinson's first collection of poems. His brother Dean died of a drug overdose. His brother Herman drank himself to death. Robinson moved to New York City, where he lived in poverty, became an alcoholic himself, published his second book, The Children of the Night, which included his famous poem, Richard Cory, based on the death of his brother Herman. One of Robinson's friends taught at the Groton School in Massachusetts, where the son of President Theodore Roosevelt was a pupil, and the friend of Robinson recommended Robinson's poems to young Kermit Roosevelt, who liked them and passed them along to his father. And so Edwin Arlington Robinson got a good review from the President of the United States, who also found the poet a job at the New York Customs House, which left him plenty of time to write, and Robinson's career was made. It's the birthday of the poet Kenneth Rexroth, born in South Bend, Indiana, 1905. When he was 25 years old, he moved to San Francisco. He said of San Francisco, "It is the only city in the United States which was not settled overland by the Puritan tradition or by the Walter Scott fake cavalier tradition of the South. It had been settled mostly by gamblers, prostitutes, rascals, and fortune seekers who came across the isthmus and around the horn. They had their faults, but they were not influenced by Cotton Mather." It was a very different city when Rexroth moved there. The Golden Gate Bridge wasn't built until 10 years later. There was almost no San Francisco poetry scene. Rexroth spent his first California summer in the Sierra Nevada mountains, and almost every summer after that, for the rest of his life. He said, "I have always felt I was most myself in the mountains. It is in the mountains that I write most of my poetry." Here's a poem for today, lines from a longer poem by Kenneth Rexroth, The Dragon and the Unicorn. "All night long, the white snow falls on the white peaks through the quiet darkness. The Overland Express train drives through the night, through the snow. In the morning, the land slopes to the Atlantic. The sky is thicker. Spring stirs, smelling like old wet wood. New life speaks in pale green fringes of marsh, marigolds on the edges of the mountain. Snow drifts. Spring is only a faint green haze on the high plains, only haze and the fences that disappear over the horizon, and the rails and the telegraph poles and the pale singing wires going on and on forever." Lines from Kenneth Rexroth's The Dragon and the Unicorn, from the collected poems of Kenneth Rexroth, used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.